What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, today, what I want to go on a rant about a little bit is your mindset around training and how serious you should take it. Now, me personally, I didn't realize how big and high of a boundary I had around my training, my nutrition, and my lifestyle in terms of like, once I started working out and getting into a healthy lifestyle and really paying attention to my overall health and fitness, like, there is nothing in this world that could ever get in between that, me and my fitness goals. Prime examples, when me and Emma first got together, I remember literally us hanging out and like, I think like, you know, like when you first start hanging out with somebody, you guys hang out late as fuck. She'd go home at like 10, 11 o'clock. And I remember like, she lived like 30 minutes outside the city. And like when she would wake up in the morning, like to get ready for work at like 7 a.m., I was already at the gym just doing the treadmill, doing an incline walk. Because when I got into this lifestyle, I just like embedded it, like my whole life became it, you know? And me personally, I feel like the reason why I want to talk about the mindset around your training is not only because my clients and give everyone an ideology of how I'm viewing it, because obviously I like sending my podcast to my clients, but just in my personal opinion, based on how I think you should view it, because, you know, I think there's so much stigma of like, you got to go as hard as you absolutely can. And I agree 100%. And I'll talk about some of the scientific stuff that you can like do to have like, you know, as support to know, are you pushing hard enough? But I think that only goes so far when it comes to an entire lifestyle of being health and fitness, you know, when you're actually in the gym and training in specific. Yeah, 100%. You got to absolutely load every single movement. But I think it's just being aware of where your body is at throughout the course of your time, through the course of your week and your day. That is important as well when you have like your training, because it's like you want to understand like, you know, showing up to the gym is one part of the battle, but it's like, you know, you got to make sure you're putting in the work all of the fucking time. Like, you know, like you can say like, oh, I showed up to the gym and I went on the treadmill. I did a couple warm-ups. I went through the machines, but it's like, did you actively engage every single biomechanic through it, every single movement at that time? And when you go out towards the course of your day, like, are you focusing on your biomechanics? Like me sitting here recording this video, I'm sitting upright. Like I want to understand where my body's in position this entire time, because when you got this understanding of like your training, you're deciding to change your life. You're deciding to take your life from here and look at it here and look in the mirror and be like, yes, this is me and this is who I wanted to become. And it's not fucking easy. You know what I mean? Like if you've ever played a video game, like let's say Sims, like it takes a long time to build your life. It takes a long time to get your education. You got to go, like, I have a client right now, she's on a third fucking degree. And every time she mentions it to me, I like blow my mind. Cause I'm like, fuck, that's so much time and commitment like invested into that. And that's kind of like the mindset you need around your training as well, like in the gym and outside of the gym. Because even if you go for a walk with your dogs or your kids and go to the playground, like be more intentional. Don't just be like, okay, I'm here chilling, throwing rocks. Like, okay, how are your biomechanics? Biomechanics is what I mean is like, you know, it's like you're hinging. Are you hinging or are you just fucking slouching over? Like me, I'm sitting upright with good posture. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here like, how you guys doing? Like things like this. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to be sitting here doing a call within the next 15, 20 minutes. And it's like, I'm going to have to stand up. I'm going to go to the gym later. And actually, that's actually why I'm doing my cardio tonight, is because I know I had a busy day this morning with like calls, meetings, and sitting down. So it's like being aware that's your mindset, you know? So I think it's like, you got to understand that, like, you know, once you adopt this lifestyle and you're like, okay, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm going to the gym. I got the membership. I got a coach. I got healthy foods in my fridge. It's like next thing it is, you got to actually do the work, which leads me to one of my second points, which I realized I didn't even say my first point. But it's like, you know, form and technique, time under tension, rate of perceived effort, all of the scientific things that like, you know, really can help you focus on like getting the most of your training. So my favorite one is form and technique. You know what I mean? Like, we're, like I said, as an example, like when you go to the gym, you do a little bit of your warm up and you get into all your exercises, like is your form and technique on every set of every rep immaculate? You know, and like, you got to ask yourself this. And then this is why it's so important to send your coach videos and be honest if you don't have confidence to do that, to pay or invest into in-person sessions, because that's where you're going to get some value as well. But like form and technique, is it immaculate? And until you can look at yourself in the mirror or other people will look at you and say like 10 out of 10, then there's work. There's literally work to be doing right there, right? And I'm not preaching as if I'm fucking perfect, because God knows I'm not. But I'm just saying like form and technique, that's a huge thing you can check. And if you don't know what your form and technique should look like, do some research yourself, be an adult, or ask your coach. That's what we're all fucking here for. I think that's why I'm doing this video as well. So form and technique is a huge thing to check and test like if you're working hard enough. Because if, like, again, if you're being lazy, having a shitty ass form, you're not fucking gonna do anything. I'm not gonna go on a rant on like how much more beneficial it is for muscle growth and fat loss and everything like that. But the next thing is like, you know, time under tension. Like, are you flying through your fucking reps, like bench pressing or doing your curls and stuff? Are you doing like, or actually doing it with a method, like a time under tension? And if you don't know what this is, ask your coach or do some research and things like that. But it's like you can do it into like a couple of account. You know what I mean? If I'm doing bicep curls, I'm gonna sit here and I can do like a two count, you know? One, two, hold for second one, and then down two, one, two, hold for one. You know, and there's thousands of ways people interpret it and explain it. I just say do a little bit of a count. I would say between 2 to 4 up, 2 to 4 down. You know what I mean? If you like some people say like, you know, 1, 2, 1, 2 being one at the bottom, two on the way up, one at the top, two on the way bottom. But we're not here to explain. Slow and controlled reps is what I'm saying. Time under tension. And you can even do research on yourself and on your own time. And you can actually see there's more studies saying that it doesn't really matter as much of the weight per actual exercise you lift as much as it is your overall time under tension, meaning how much are you actually engaging everything all the time, which is why I'm saying it's important. Do it in the gym. You go to the park or hang with your kids, going for walks. Are you like, you know, leveraging everything as much as you can because it's your overall time under tension. And one of the last things that you talk about when it comes to like, you know, form of technique and like time under tension is like RPE. I love RPE. It's like rate of perceived effort. So rate of perceived effort is like how hard are you perceiving the effort you are giving? And then this is going to lead me exactly into my last point. But it's like, you know, prime example, easy example is let's say you have reps of 10. So let's say 3 sets of 10 barbell or bicep curls. Now, honestly, this isn't a huge, like really good example because you'd want to be really, really dialing this in more for your compounds to make sure like, okay, I'm like let's say squats, for example. Let's just do that to be a way better example. But like, let's say you have squats, perfect form and technique, perfect time under tension. You're down. You're 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2. Like you're getting it. You got your method of the madness. And let's say you do 3 sets of 10. And let's say the first set of 10 you did, you throw on one plate, which is 135. And let's say you bang 10, whatever weight you use. Let's say you bang out 10 easy. So if I ask you, what's your RPE? And I say, and there's so many different metrics, right? But like the way I want to explain to you is like, you just ask, can you do 5+ reps immediately? If that's an easy RPE. So then your perceived effort is you got 5+ more. You know what I mean? I could be explaining this completely wrong for how other people explained it. There's lots of methods, but this is just a simple way for you to understand it right now. And then it's like, okay, cool. Then throw a bigger chunk of weight on whatever exercise that is. Like if it's squats, maybe throw 50 pounds on it. Some people can throw a plate on and go straight to 2 plates. You know what I mean? And then if you know you do your second set and you're like, oh, I probably could 3, 4 more. Or like maybe 2, 3 more, you know what I mean? Then maybe throw 5 pounds on. Get a little bit closer to like the 10 rep range, you know what I mean? And then that's why usually it's like if your goal is 10, you usually have 8 to 10 reps, you know? And then if you get to 10, okay, maybe load up a little bit more. But it's like, you know, then again, you could do your third set, maybe almost top out, and you're like, man, I got 7 reps. And it's like, okay, cool. Then you know that's your top set. Like that's like, hey, you fucking just gave it. Next time you go into it, you'll have more feedback to go into it. And you look back at the week before, you're like, oh, okay. Like I remember this time, this week I did this exercise at this weight. And then I remember like, oh shit, I thought I got like, I know I can go heavier. Let me go faster. And then this is how you progressive overload over time on top of form and technique and time under tension. But I think the biggest thing with it all is like, it's on you at all times to set the standard. And that's honestly why I fell in love with the gym, why I fell in love with like this type of mindset with training, especially coming back with so many like injuries, right? Like my form and technique and my time under tension, all this stuff had to be immaculate because if I fucking slipped one fucking, oh man, if I slipped one biomechanic, one form, RDL, squats, deadlift, anything that I fuck, like my shoulder's even tweaked right now. Like if I'm not careful, like my shit gets so fucked up so fast. And that's why I think it's so important to understand this type of mindset is because it's on you. And that's why I personally fucking love it because it's like, it's only on you to get to success and it's only on you. No one else is around. And to me, that is like the absolute biggest form of self-love. And I think, you know, the attention to detail that you could have when you actually pay attention to your own lifestyle when it comes to translating this outside of the gym, like whether you're hanging with your kids, walking your dogs, or sitting down at your desk all day doing meetings and things, and just understanding like what's my mindset around training the opposite of my day-to-day, you know, because we're humans, we're meant to move, and the 21st century is very conditioned to be like, not say low energy, low frequency, but you know, like the more of a desk job, more corporate, more sitting down, more of like slouched over, you know, and you want to mitigate all that because as you gain momentum in that side of your life as well and gain that momentum with the self-love aspect of what I'm kind of saying, which is why I love it. You set all these crazy ass standards. Every time you get into the gym, you're going to have that much more success in the gym because again, like, and I could really RPE with your life. How much effort are you putting into your life to go, shit, it's like, ah, man, I sat on my desk for 8 hours. I didn't even try to stretch or go for a walk today. It's like, okay, your effort, you fucking sucks. You know what I mean? So then, okay, let's put some more effort into it. But I'm not going to go on a tangent. Appreciate you guys all. I really do think that, you know, I hope you guys, like, I just think that like training is everything, you know, the only time that matters is when you're in those moments in the gym doing it. And in those moments in life when you know you need to be moving your body more to offset your movements and when you're outside actually doing things like how you're actually moving. Because again, like It's on you at the end of the day to set those standards. But I really hope you got some clarity on terms of like how I kind of view working out. I wanted to make this a short, quick podcast. But other than that, I appreciate you guys all. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next. I think this one's on Friday. Not even Friday. See you next Saturday. God damn it. We earned our cut, and the best is yet to come. I'ma milk it till it's done. Step to me, I'll never run. You player two, I'm.